Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
844-999 Ola, who spilled what? And what did they spill it on?
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, okay, so I come home and my 2-year-old son had spilled oil from a microwave pop bag on his thigh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was in Norton, Wisconsin, wintertime. My buddy got his truck stuck, his snowplow, so I went to go pull him out. I get home, and my wife at the time had put a bag of popcorn in the microwave. Went to the bathroom. He climbs up the cabinets. It was a high microwave, you know, up high. Opens the thing up. Gets it out. Spills it on his thigh. It was like a baseball-sized burn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's not good.
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't have a microwave right now, and I'm fine with it. I don't need it. But a friend of mine was in town a little while ago, and we're talking about kids. His kids are about the same age. And he's like, man, you know, they can, like, make microwave popcorn and stuff. But he said, my wife has to do whatever she has to do that night, right? And he's like, I'm never the one just watching the kids. So she's like, look, just watch the kid. Don't let anything go wrong. He's like, no problem. I'm a father. They're my children. What do you think, I'm stupid? Well, he's stupid. He falls asleep on a sofa. He said for like 20 minutes. He wakes up. And when he wakes up, man, fire alarm's going off. The place is smoking. His kid put popcorn in the microwave. The kid knew to do that. But kids don't really know what they're doing after that. So the kid set the microwave for 65 hours. So typically it pops for, what, three and a half minutes? He said this stuff had to be popped for like 20 minutes. The microwave was on fire. There's smoke damage. And he's like, all I could think is, my wife's going to kill me when she gets home. He's like, the kid's fine. I don't care. It's just my wife's going to kill me.
And popcorn's so much easier these days. You just put it in there and hit the popcorn button.
I mean, it even says pop. But yeah, see, you can kids hear it don't
stop.
See that.
You can hear it stop popping. Who spilled what, and what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA. Kind of tells you when it's done, regardless.
Well, unless you set it for 65 hours.
I just remember when I was a kid, it was like microwave popcorn seemed awesome, but it was either never cooked or burnt to hell.
Well, they didn't have settings. Like, sometimes it even just had a dial. So you'd put your microwave popcorn in and then just stare at it. Because otherwise...
My aunt had one of those popcorn makers that, like...
The air pop thing?
Yeah, so we used to... She would take the top off and put out a blanket and just let it popcorn shoot out. Oh, those were the days.
As a kid, that had to be awesome.
It was unbelievable.
Right.
I would entertain us for hours.
Shooting up in the air and you catch it?
Yeah. You try to catch it or you can just pick it up off the... That story sounds sad, doesn't it?
It does. I know it's a great memory, but from the outside looking in, like, it's damn.
Smith Family Fireworks.
Happy 4th of July. We had a ton of money.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola.
So I called in with one story, but I thought of another on the way. So do you want a story about me spilling something or a child?
Which one did you tell Mike?
Okay. Well, my original one was that I got burnt one time, but that one's not fun. But we were doing... interior painting of my house, and husband and I stepped out for a second into another room and came back, and there was paint spilled all over our wood floors and all over the walls by my 3-year-old son.
Would he kick the can?
Oh, no, he was trying to help.
Oh, okay.
You got to remember, when a kid wants to help, it's in quotation marks. It's relative. Right. I mean, it really is, dude. Like, Dad, can I help? No, if you touch anything, I'll kill you. Right?
Were you able to get it up, or do you have to re-sand the floor?
No, able to get it up. It was, we had walked in right after he had done it, but he had the roller in his hand, and he literally said, Mama, look, I helped.
And what was it? Was he rolling the floor?
Yes.
Because he can reach the floor, Miles.
I see. All right. What a big helper.
Yes.
God almighty.
Yeah, it's very often my son, like, can I help? Like, no. Mm-hmm. You can, man, I appreciate the offer. I like that you even have the drive to want to do it. But no. No. The only time I can use his help, he doesn't want to do that stuff, right? So if I'm, like, working out in the yard, like, he could help me with some of that stuff. He didn't want to do that. If I'm painting anything, he wants to do that.
I was going to say, and then when he's the age that you need him to do stuff, he won't want to do it.
He won't want to do it at all. No.
Who spilled what, and what do they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
That's why you use child labor, because after a certain age, they're smart enough to know they don't want to do it. You want to get them when they're young. Mm-hmm.
Well said.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So this isn't much of a spill, but anyways, about 5 years ago, I bought my dream truck.
Which is what?
96 F-250 XLT. So, and I had a mouthful of sunflower seeds, and I'm driving down the freeway, and I have allergies. So a freaking sneeze comes upon me, and before I can even roll down my window to sneeze out the window, I sneezed into the windshield with all the sunflower seeds. Just basically covered the windshield, and they went down into the vent. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I've got sunflower seeds and freaking spit all over my windshield.
Good times.
When you turned, anytime you turn your heat on or air conditioning, could you smell the chewed up sunflower seeds?
When it first happened, because they were still moist. But, I mean, they're down in there, I'm sure, but I don't smell anything anymore. Yep. It's been 5 years.
Sneezing with food in your mouth is just the worst.
It is a
and
dangerous.
And it comes on fast.
Dangerous. Right. For whatever reason, if there's food in your mouth and you have to sneeze, you have 3 seconds to figure out what it is you're going to do.
When I hit the dash with puke and vodka or tequila, that went down into the vent as well. And every time I turned on my defroster for the next, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, I could smell vomit and tequila.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, it was the worst. I couldn't get down in there. I even tried to see if I could figure out a way to get down in there to clean it. And there was just no way in.
Oh, years and years and years and years ago, pre-wife, as it were, we're dating. She goes to a Christmas party and just gets wrecked with the friends, and they're drinking wine, right? No big deal. I'm driving back. We had to drive from D.C. to Baltimore. It's like a 40-mile drive. And she's passed out the whole time, and then she wakes up for 1 second, man, and we just got to this point. I won't explain it. You don't live there. It wouldn't make sense. But there's a point where as you get to Baltimore proper, there is a gas station. The first place you can pull off on this highway, right? We are 100 yards away from this. She wakes up, says, I'm thinking I'm going to puke. I'm like, hey, man, all we have to, blah! And I mean, just blah! And it's just red wine and chicken, all right? And it is, it's hit the passenger window. It's splashed around. It's all over her nice coat.
Make chicken tonight, man. Come on.
So I run into, I pull off to the side of the road. I run into the gas station. I'm like, man, I just need some paper towels. There's a long line. So I just throw $5 up on the counter, run out with the paper towels, trying to clean a little bit. Got me on the counter, still crazy to me, insisted on giving me my change. Because I was like, dude, I don't care. I just want to clean this up. So get to my place, still like, blah! So I'm getting her out of the car, and I'm going to carry, you know, like injured soldier style. And as I'm leaning down to get her, bleh, on top of my bald head. And and the thing I remember most, I remember you could feel a piece of chicken drip behind my ear. And I'm keeping my mouth shut, and I get her in, and then I put her in the shower. And as I'm putting her in the shower, bleh, and she pukes on my head again. And I spent the rest of the night trying to scoop this stuff out of, like, the pockets on the side door. The thing was, I cleaned the car as best I could. The seats remained stained until we got rid of the car. So you could see the red wine. And we would just say, we spilled red wine. Mm-hmm. But every time we turned the car on, this was December. So the heat was always on, man. Every time we turned it on, it smelled like chicken, red wine, and vomit.
Who spilled what? And what did they spill it on? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, no vomit smells good.
It doesn't. But that, man, it's different level. When you can smell the booze in it, right, somehow it just takes the next level bad.
Yeah.
Bad, 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 bad. By the way, we threw away her really nice coat. Hello. It had big stains with chicken stuck to it. Hello, Val. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I got a funny story, and it's pretty short, but it's pretty funny. This is back in high school. I had a bunch of bongs on my table, and I used to collect a lot of glassware and stuff for, you know, smoking pot and basically, I had two buddies sitting at the table while all this glassware was sitting there, and these bones are pretty big. You know, they hold like a liter of water, and they're all pretty nasty stuff. Well, you know, being in high school and stuff, one of them starts flailing his arms, exaggerating about a story or something he was doing, and he hit the bong over, and, you know, the bong smacked down on the table, but it was aimed in the direction of the person he was talking to, my other buddy, and the bong water just starts clogging out on my buddy's lap, and for some reason, he's just staring at it. And he doesn't even, you know, have a heartbeat or break a movement. He's just staring at it in amazement for, you know, 5-6 glugs. And finally, one of us just says, dude, are you going to pick that thing up?
You know, oh, man.
Once again, bedroom callers, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
What in the...
Sucker, mother... and... Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
It's going to come as a shock to a lot of you. You can't say the F word on the radio.
Well, he wasn't quite sure, Miles, so he just went for it.
That's why there's no songs that have F words in them.
He was just feeling the flow there, that story.
Don't you think that if we could use the F word, we'd have a segment with it in it?
It's the F segment.
Right, exactly. What the F are they thinking? Trust us.
Frankfurter?
If you could say the F word.
I think Ted's right. He was just comfortable.
He really got into that story.
He was reliving the moment. And to be fair, if you're reliving that moment, there's no other word he could have used where he did.
Because the emphasis he put on it, I was like, he completely forgot.
And let me explain to you what happened there. You had 3 huge bongs on the counter. You're in high school with good friends. He saw the bong spill on him. He's so high, he basically just doesn't move. So the reason that he didn't get up right away and just watched it is because he's so stoned he can't move. I would guess.
Of course.
Okay. That happened to me with a beer once. Like, I wasn't too much of a smoker, and there's, knife hits, which are pretty potent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hanging out with some buddies. We got some beers. It was after a Motley Crue concert. First rock show I'd really seen. We're sitting in the guy's house. We do a couple of these, and then my one friend, I just hear, like, Ted, Ted, Ted. I'm like, what? He's like, you just spilled half a beer in your lap. Because I was just sitting there, my hand just kind of went.
Right, we lit Miles on fire once. He was so stoned. Neither of us really. We knew he was on fire, but we didn't do anything about it.
We just kept watching it. Like, wow, look at that.
But the thing that snapped us out of it was a phone call. And a phone call is from our current boss. We weren't working for him yet. He was giving us the job. Hey, guys. Oh, hang on. Miles is on fire.
Your leg's on fire, man. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Looks like it hurts, man.
Who spilled what and what did they spill it on? 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who spilled what and what did they spill it on? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
You know what, time-wise, I think we need to jump right into the birthdays. By the way, speaking of birthdays, if we happen to miss one of your birthdays in the past few episodes, it was not intentional. We had some email difficulties, so we tried to get to as many of them
was Linda.
As we possibly can. But if we missed yours, don't worry. We'll have a birthday again next year. Ola Bacholas, today is my little bro Nate's 18th birthday. Just want to send him some love via the birthday shout-outs. If he could get a time to take off the leash, a suck-it-up cupcake, and the dirty Germans talking about entering the wonderful thing we call adulthood. Love you, bro. Appreciate it.
It's time to take off the leash.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, as you get older, you'll find other types of hoods you like entering more.
Yeah. It's the best parts about entering adulthood is the money you'll spend on hats.
From your friend?
Yeah, from my friend James, a.k.a. Jimmy. Jimmy. Hey, is there a better term for those than that?
Than Jimmy hat?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
Does any other term make you smile as much as when you say the phrase?
Absolutely
not. Would you ever say it to a woman that you're hooking up with and you didn't, you know?
Let me grab my Jimmy hat.
Do you have a Jimmy hat on you?
Right now, no.
And I'm saying, like, would you ask your girl who you're with, hey, do you have a Jimmy hat?
You know what? You're probably not. You know what?
Do you have a James fedora?
Next time. Oh.
Right.
James fedora. You know what, Miles? I'll slip that in one time.
Okay.
and then be disappointed.
Where's your drawer of Jimmy hats?
Patolos, I want to give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Danielle. She is 24 today. She's also expecting her first baby and our second grandchild. Can I get a suck it up cupcake? Your penis is too small. And the dirty Germans talking about hot pregnant sex. That from the daddy in Stockton, California.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Your penis is too small!
Yeah, the best thing about the pregnant sex is that you run no risk of getting her pregnant.
Yeah, it's a free for all somehow.
Yeah, no James Fedora required. Did Danielle yell? Is it Danielle yell?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of it's a soft pretzel and hot mustard.
Salty.
Guys, today's my buddy Donnie's 29th. He loves professional wrestling, especially the tag team, the Young Bucks. Can you give me your penises too small? A shut your mouth from the bagel guy and the dirty Germans talking about what he and the Young Bucks are going to do tonight.
Shut your mouth!
Yeah, you know exactly what you're going to be doing with the Young Bucks tonight. There's a reason they are called Bucks.
Yeah, so you better wear your helmet, because I think it's going to be a super kick party.
Yeah. Yeah, birthday, when you're done, you'll say, oh dear.
Birthday shout-out from my best friend, David, turning 30. A combination of time to take off. How about a combination of time to take off the leash, followed by a big old bong rip, and maybe an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
It's time to take off the leash.
Bitches, today's my boyfriend Scott's birthday. Hard-working gas pipe installer. He is thoughtful and always remembering other people's birthdays, and he listens to your show. So I was hoping he could get an original fish sandwich and have Robin in the Dirty Germans talking about how good he lays his pipe. Thanks, guys. That from Tasha.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I understand you lay these pipes very well. It helps anything to do with my septic side.
Yeah, it's a pipe you lay it all the time, maybe in somebody's ductwork.
Ja, du kannst ruhig da reingehen mit all dem Wasser und den Rohr rumschmeißen.
Yeah, she said they call you Donald Ductpipe.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to show you a birthday shout-out for my best friend of almost 30 years, Kim. How about an Alan Thicke and the Dirty Germans talking about blonde nurses to help her celebrate her 35th trip around the sun, please?
That's fun.
Yeah, I only hope you're blonde from the waist down.
Yeah, these blonde nurses, you know, it works good with your blue scrubs. Plus, these blondes, so they can be dirty and dumb.
Yeah, dumb and dirty. We're just how we like you. Nurse. You're blonde, you're dumb.
Yeah, hopefully it's one of these night nurses from Jersey.
Oh, do your blonde hair, stupid?
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't trust you to be my nurse. You don't know what you're reading. You're blonde, you're dumb.
Yeah, so I'm a doctor.
Give me the mean ugly one.
This is how stethoscopes. This is how they work.
Yeah, she wants to listen to my heart by putting her ear to my chest. She's blonde, she's dumb.
Yeah, you can see my heartbeat right here. That's the rise level.
Hola, Macholos, a birthday
you know
shout-out.
What's up, German? Take my temperature.
Birthday shout-out to our coworker here, Tanch. He is 34 years old, and the only thing he wants is a little ranch on his Tanch. Your penis is too small, and the dirty Germans, if possible.
Your penis is too small!
Yeah, Tanch, I've worked with you for many years. Every time we smoke together, you know I'm addressing you with my eyes.
Yeah, this Tanch, man. Maybe I'll come over and sever your cues.
Yeah, I'm going to have some Tanch dressing tonight.
Yeah.
Hidden Valley Tanch.
He used to play lacrosse. Maybe he wants to see my long stick midi.
I'm going
to
take you to the dude Tanch. Make a deposit at my local bank Tanch.
Yeah, and when I'm done, I'm going to yell one thing. Mellow!
Guys, my husband and I be celebrating his 38th birthday. He hates attention of any kind. So what kind of wife would it be if I didn't get you guys to give him a birthday shout-out? So how about your penis is too small and the dirty Germans talking about his awesome job as a loadmaster in the Air Force? That from the loadmaster wife.
Your penis is too small!
Yeah, I was never in the Air Force, but I noticed military men like to call me the loadmaster. I like a man in uniform.
Yeah, you know, I was bragging earlier this morning. I had quite the loadmaster. Double tapered. Perfect.
Yeah, I look like a perfectly wrapped sausage. Like a Tootsie Roll before opening.
Yeah, it snapped.
It snapped like a cooked hot dog?
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Yeah, so that's Chicago dog.
Yeah.
It's that good snap.
Like a Vlasic pickle.
Yeah, you know, German aside. Again, folks, I'm very proud of this one.
Yeah.
Take a picture?
I did not.
Okay. Guys, I got a birthday shout out to my gorgeous girlfriend, Tamara, with the Dirty Germans. And I'll see you guys, hopefully, at Red Festival. Met her, guys, at the Black Party last winter. So a little Dirty German there for Tamara.
Yeah, Tamara, tonight with me, you will have another Black Party. And your name starts with your letter T, so we know you're a dirty, dirty whore.
Yeah, so you can go to the Black Party, or you can come over here and play with the good parts of the OEO. So white cream.
Today, my beautiful wife, Wifey, has completed her 41st trip around the orb. She's an amazing wife to me and the best mom ever to our two sons. She's still hot and, for some reason, sticks around with me after all these years. And I'm pretty sure the only thing she wants this year is the Dirty German talk. If you throw in a traffic jam Jimmy fish sandwich, that would be great, too. That from James the Door Guy.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, James, she is a good wife to us, too. And you're right, she is still hot.
Yeah. So his wife is this door guy. Sounds like everyone gets a turn.
Yeah, a revolving door. I want to show you my doorknob.
Can I request a birthday shout-out to my brother Nathan? He is 42 years old with a big old bong rip and a fish sandwich barbershop style. Thanks, guys. Love the show from Heather and Brandon.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon and at night.
Here's an interesting one, bitches. Today is my 45th birthday. Can I get the Dirty Germans telling me how much I'm going to get a birthday spanking tonight from my boyfriend? Love you guys tons. I've been listening for over a year now. Thanks to my awesome son. That from Becky.
Yeah, Becky, I don't know what to say that your boyfriend is strange, but he wants to spank you with his feet.
Yeah, Becky, if he doesn't spank you, how will he notice your good hair?
Yeah, you say you turn 45. I'm going to play you like an old 45.
Yeah, round and round. With a small needle involved.
Very small needle, but lots of sound.
Yeah, just don't scratch me.
I'm going to show you my personal analog.
What's the other size of a record?
33.
33 is the tiny ones, right?
No, 33 was the 12-inch red, the album. The 45 was the smaller one.
Mm-hmm. Bitches and Wobbin, three of the most wonderful ladies on this planet, share their birthday today. Amy Jean Shackelford, Tuya, and Brenda Lynn. So very special to me, and I don't even know how I've ever survived without them in my life. And I wouldn't even know the three fantastic ladies if it wasn't for this stupid radio show. So please sing them the birthday song and give them the dirtiest of Germans, telling them what these three sexy ladies should do on their full moon birthday. Happy birthday, beautiful ladies. That from the Ginger Midgets.
Yeah, all of your names make you sound like big, busty country girls. So for your birthday, I will show you my personal full moon. It's like two of them.
Yes. You ever been on a German cowboy? I have a theory. So one of them likes cowboys.
Yeah.
Also, in all seriousness, in Germany, there's three ladies. They get together. It's a full moon. You get naked and make out.
Yeah, what do you want to do for your birthday? This is what you will do. You will have sex and I will watch.
Yeah.
Ginger says, P.S. See you bitches tomorrow, Red Festival. Miles, if you hide, I will find you.
Again, a threat or a promise.
I know. Is that comforting?
Want to wish my hubby
or terrifying
Steve a happy 55th birthday, whether your penis is too small, and an original fish sandwich, please. Can I get a birthday shout-out to Rod in Bremerton? It's his 54th or 56th year. It's his daughter. I can't remember. Can I get an original fish sandwich? Your penis is too small. And everyone talking all over each other about the best way to barbecue. That from Hector and Debbie.
Fish sandwich.
Grilling
is high and fast.
Guys, it's my dad's 74th birthday. Good man, good dad, and a veteran. Can you please give him the birthday song? And also, since you, Ted, and Steve have parents of the AARP age, can I please have extremely stone coach Ted basically saying how he's going to power through the age of 74 years old? That from head writer Sir Jolly Joe.
Stone coach Ted. All right.
In other words, coach Ted.
Coach Ted's here. You know how he gets. 74 is an age you can power through. Just seen my mother do it. She's 75, and 74 was a beautiful year. And let me tell you something. Water aerobics, all right? It's nice on your joints. You're going to stay healthy, stay fit, stay active. That body moves as long as you want to move. Let's get out there and win.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Yes. Schweinefleisch.
Got a lot of extra emails here. Guys, I love the show every day on my way home. Two things, though. First of all, salsa is not a condiment. It's a food group. And Thrill, have you tried the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Mini Churros? I can't even get milk on them. I've been eating them straight from the box. Best ever. Keep on rocking. Ted should be a national treasure. And Robin needs more airtime. That from Eric. Couple more.
I have not tried them, but I'm aware of their existence.
Secondhand stuff. On the other show you guys had, you talked about the guy who found Don James' ring in a pawn shop. I did some jail time with a guy who once had a CMA ring that belonged to Hank Jr., but he stole it while Hank and his kids were home. His mom returned it when she found it. Now he's married to my ex's sister. And here is a copy of the story from the New York Times. He stole Hank Williams Jr.'s ring.
And I knew right then I'm going to marry that
his
man.
Home.
From the CMAs, yeah.
Yeah, the CMAs. Yeah, yeah, Country Music Association.
Man, you get a ring if you win an award like that?
I just found that out myself.
That's awesome.
That is cool. Far as hand-me-downs. Guys, when my brother went to college, he left all of his video games behind. My parents gave them to me, and I held on to them until about 2 years ago. Started doing some research to find out if the games were worth anything. There were around 23 different video game systems in over 1,000 video games. Jeez. A lot of them were complete in their original boxes. I sold most of the collection for around $30,000. And kept a handful of my favorites.
Oddly enough, my brother's $30,000 in debt on a student loan.
Mm-hmm. As far as age, guys, my grandfather at 95 had severe dementia. She would not let anyone in her house. My family had to tell her she had a doctor's appointment. Then we dropped her off at a nursing home. They spent about a month trying to figure out the correct medication she needed. During that month, she was convinced everyone had a gun in the nursing home. She would break into other people's rooms and tear them apart looking for their guns. The tipping point was when she tried knocking over people in their wheelchairs to find their guns.
Wow.
That from Natalie.
Meemaw.
Subject. I wonder if she had something go on before in her life.
Maybe. Or something that triggers it back all those years. Maybe.
Who knows? Subject, Dealer McDope. All of which has heard about Dealer McDope. While I've never played Dealer McDope, there is a similar game in the Google Play Store by the name of Dope Wars. You're a dope dealer on the East Coast, and you start off with a small loan from a loan shark. You have to make enough money before the time runs out. Also have to run from cops, buy guns, get robbed, etc. Excellent fun game. Check it out, guys.
But you could also play it in real life on the East Coast. That's
your
beauty.
Yeah, just step outside. I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played a little Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Cool.
Sheila sits and slinks on kitchen sinks in satin sheets. Since she shipped shin splints, she sips and spins ships. Spirits.
Three times fast.
Sheila sits and slinks on kitchen sinks and satin sheets and she slips shin splints. She sips and spins ships spirits.
One.
Sheila sits and slinks on kitchen sinks and satin sheets and she ships shin splints and she sips and spins ships spirits.
Two.
Sheila sits and slinks on kitchen sinks and satin sheets and she ships shin splints. She ships and sits and spins ships spirits.
All right. Another win for Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
What a late night we had last night. Wow.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, and you have no idea how hard it was to stay awake last night because we started to watch NFL football.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had to
told you, turn it off.
With every drug available just to keep our eyes open like, Jameis Winston, Jesus God. But he ended up winning.
I know.
Lo and behold.
No, he ended up not losing. Come on. That's
it was a fight for the bottom.
We came up with some great tongue twisters for you, Ted, but lo
best
and behold,
work ever.
Just when we came back in, the email started firing up again, and we have a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Who knew?
I wish we'd known. I wouldn't have watched that terrible game last night.
I wouldn't
have
either. And you know what we say? The listener comes first.
We say that all the time.
Yeah. Dirty Germans say that, too.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Uh-huh. So, this email comes in from Burton, and he says, guys, Burton here. Love the show. Gets me home with a smile at a minimum every day. So I have a submission for you for Ted versus the FCC, if you'll consider it. And it goes a little something like this. Brock the dock worker lays in his cot, wearing Crocs and watches the clock tick-tock as the chip-dip shippers load the chip-dip deep in the pit of the chip-dip ship. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Brock, what is he doing out there? And that is cot, correct?
That is cot.
All right. Brock the dock worker lays in his cot, wearing Crocs and watching the clock tick-tock as the chip-dip shippers load the chip-dip deep in the pit of their chip-dip ship.
Three times fast.
Brock the dock worker lies in his cot, wearing Crocs and watching the clock tick-tock as the chip-dip shippers load the chip-dip-dip deep in the pit of the chip-dip ship.
One.
Brock the dock worker lays in his cot, wearing Crocs and watching the clock go tick-tock as the chip-dip shippers load the chip-dip deep in the pit of the chip-dip ship.
Two.
Brock the dock worker lays in his cot, wearing Crocs and watching the clock tick-tock as the chip-dip shippers load the chip-dip deep in the pit of the chip-dip ship. All I do is win, win,
win, no matter what. Wow. Got money on yeah.
Get real. Get real.
Big win in 10 versus the FCC. Another win in the win column. Tell you, man, the end of the year spectacular. It's not going to be so spectacular.
Hey, you know, I'm out here doing what I can. You know what, Miles? I stick to the fundamentals, right? I got a six-whatever-size quarterback. I'm diving him over the top, get 1 yard.
Play you versus the FCC when you download the Men's Room app. A little you versus the FCC. It is brand new, and it is absolutely free. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Bad joke time, 844-999-OLA, 844-999-OLA. But first, to ensure that the bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official men's room bad jokes rules.
What happened?
A bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call. And now, the men's room proudly brings you bad jokes.
Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
What do vegetarian zombies eat?
What do vegetarian zombies eat?
Greens.
Oh, now he's all about greens. Mr. Green.
Oh, come on.
The other day, my wife asked me to pass her lipstick, but I accidentally passed her a glue stick. She still isn't talking to me. As I suspected, someone has been adding soil to my garden. The plot thickens.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
What do you call a man with one leg?
What do you call a man with one leg?
Anything you want, he can't chase you.
Wow.
Why do the French like escargot?
Why do the French like escargot?
Because they hate fast food. Snail joke.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Got a joke?
Great timing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
You have to beg it? You need a dollar?
What kind of pants do Mario and Luigi wear?
What kind of pants do Mario and Luigi wear? What?
Denim.
What are the strongest days of the week?
What are the strongest days? What are the strongest days of the week?
Saturday and Sunday, because the rest are weekdays.
That's a good call. That's just smart.
Have you ever tried to eat a clock?
No.
It's very time consuming.
Hello, Lee. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, so why are pirates so bad at saying the alphabet?
Why are pirates so bad at reciting the alphabet?
Well, because they always get lost at sea.
Thank you, Lee. We appreciate that joke. I went to the ophthalmologist today, and I was surprised to learn I'm colorblind.
Oh, yeah?
That really came out of the yellow. Get it? It's a blue joke.
Who's the leader of school supplies?
Who is the leader of school supplies?
The ruler.
What did one German bread say to the other German bread?
What did one German bread say to the other German bread?
Gluten tug.
Jesus Christ. There you go with the bad jokes, Mom, and have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast Mr. Josh Thompson of Auckland, New Zealand. Now, Josh is a copywriter for an ad agency. He started there in April, just 6 months ago. But he had a feeling he might lose his job because his boss has sent him one of those ominous emails that says they need to, quote, discuss his role. We already know what that means. He knows he's going to lose his job. And as it is in New Zealand, apparently, if you believe that you might be losing your job or if there's some kind of situation with your bosses, they recommend that you bring in a third person, like a third party kind of thing.
Mediator.
It's a mediator, right. So that's exactly what they did. So he gets the email so that they can discuss his role. And, well, he prepared for the inevitable meeting. He decided that he was going to bring someone in. I'm not making this up. He hired what they're calling an emotional support clown. And the emotional support clown was to accompany him to the meeting for $200. You're going to love this name. Joe the Clown joined Josh and Josh's employers for the meeting. Now, at one point, Joe the Clown, I'm not making any of this up. At one point, Joe the Clown had to be asked to quiet down. Why? Well, because the noise of him making balloon animals while they're trying to fire this guy started disrupting the conversation. So they asked Joe the Clown if he could quiet down a bit or if he could just stop making balloon animals for just 1 second. And he
did. This is the ultimate thing that I've ever heard on leaving a job.
Honestly. So the guy goes in. They're explaining why they're letting him go.
An emotional support clown.
An emotional support clown.
Joe the Clown.
Joe the Clown. He starts making balloon animals during this otherwise serious meeting. They're drowning out the conversation. They ask him to quiet down. He does. Now, eventually, the bosses finally get around with all their muckety-muck talk to just deliver the bad news. And let this guy, Josh, know, like, yeah, we are letting you go, etc. Well, Joe the Clown, to convey the emotion of this message, when they told this guy, Josh, that he was losing his job, Joe the Clown stood up and started miming the emotion of crying.
Oh.
So, again, you're trying to have the serious meeting with a guy, and your conversation's drowned out by the sound of balloon. And, Mike, you make balloon animals. It's not a quiet chore, all right? So they asked him to quiet down. Now they're finally telling him, hey, man, so because of these reasons, we have to let you go. And there he is, Joe the Clown, rubbing his eyes, mimicking crying, truly selling it. Believe it or not, the bosses were actually okay with this. They said it was different. It was unique. It was disturbing. It was very much an interruption, but it actually brought them some amount of joy. The good news for the guy, Josh, who did lose his job, he has managed to find a new job that he starts at next week.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So apparently in New Zealand, I did not know this before today, but I guess in those situations, you can bring in, right, your third person, your mediator. He hired Joe the Clown.
We get fired in radio, they bring in the cops. I think true. I'm kidding. I'm
that
not.
Is true.
I'm not.
Hey, we're going to have to let
it's
you
emotional
go.
Support cop to make these, sure.
These cops are going to escort you out of the building.
They escort you out of the building because that's professional.
Yeah.
It's your emotional support cop.
Yeah, well, there, man. Yeah, emotional support clown.
Clown. I'd rather have a clown than a cop.
I just love the that idea of sense. Making balloon animals and drowning out the cops.
It's a terrible moment in your life when you're fired.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now. 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.